meet. Liberal parents support GOP after schools secretly transition kids without consent. By Spencer Lindquist on January 23, 2023. The New York Times published a front-page story discussing secretive gender transitions of children at schools, even admitting that some liberal parents have voted for Republicans over the issue. The article, which was titled "When Students Change Gender Identity and Parents Don't Know," interviewed over 50 people, including parents, children, public school officials, and lawyers who work for both conservative and LGBT interest groups. Some of these parents are self-described liberals who have become independents or supported the GOP. The story also explained that schools in California, Maryland, and New Jersey specifically tell schools not to disclose information regarding a student's gender identity without that student's consent. It documents several instances in which schools went behind parents' backs to encourage transition attempts from students. One lawsuit against a Wisconsin school district includes a photo of a teacher's flyer which reads, "If your parents aren't accepting of your identity, I'm your mom now." Breitbart News reported that the Oregon Department of Education, ODE, published a guide encouraging schools to hide students' gender identity from parents. A document from the ODE states, to the extent possible, schools should refrain from revealing information about a student's gender identity, even to parents. It adds, students who are not publicly asserting their authentic gender identity may have privacy concerns about their families finding out before they are ready to share their identity more widely. Meanwhile, one mother is calling for resignations, claiming that a social worker in a Maine school gave her daughter a chest binder in order to encourage her transition attempt. Binders are used to flatten girls' and women's breasts in order to make them appear more masculine. In response to this growing trend, some parents, including ones who describe themselves as liberal, have reassessed their political identification. The article notes other self-described liberal parents said they registered as independents or voted for Republican candidates for the first time as a result of this issue. It goes on to say, although they haven't sued, some have retained lawyers affiliated with the largest legal organization on the religious right to battle their children's schools. Even Erica Anderson, who identifies as transgender and was described by the New York Times as a well-known clinical psychologist who has counseled hundreds of children over gender identity-related issues, opposes schools transitioning children without parental approval. The article notes that Anderson filed an amicus brief in a Maryland lawsuit in support of parents represented by a conservative law group. The parents have argued that their district's policy violates their own decision-making authority. Anderson explained to the New York Times that, though he had qualms with working alongside a conservative organization, "I'm aligned with people who are willing to advocate for parents." Spencer Lindquist is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter @SpencerLNDQST and reach out @Lindquist@Breitbart.com.